The violence in Baghdad contrasts sharply with the situation in the northern province of Nineveh. There, it's a different picture. Many Iraqis who live in the provincial capital, Mosul, say life has improved over the past 6 months. They're working alongside the American military in charge of rebuilding their region. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Saud's Casino is an outdoor restaurant on the banks of the Tigris River. Every night, the tables are filled with families who have money to spend. The specialty here is mazgouf, a spicy Iraqi dish. River fish cooked over an open fire. The scene could not be more different than Baghdad. The opinions here are more positive than in the capital. Ibrahim Mohammed, the 19-year-old son of the restaurant owner, says Mosul is relatively quiet because of the 101st Airborne Division, in charge of the city's security and reconstruction.
The 101st are doing a good job. They're doing a lot of reconstruction and developments also. I mean, people don't want any more troubles and problems for their life. All they want is to live peacefully and support their families and have a living and income.
At the local barber shop, the same sentiment from 18-year-old Bazaz Mahmoud, who went back to cutting hair right after the war.
I think that the American forces here are doing a good job in Mosul, and a lot of benefits are getting begotten from them.
The 101st Airborne Division took over the city with relative ease 5 months ago. Within the first 30 days, Major General David Petraeus appointed a city council, got the police back to work, trained and paid an Iraqi security force, encouraged local newspapers and a television station to open, organized the regional harvest, and paid the farmers. Nation building that was way ahead of the American civilian authorities in Baghdad, ironically, funded by Saddam Hussein.
Up till now, this has been captured Iraqi funds, and so what we're really doing is trying to spend the money that Saddam and his henchmen stole from the Iraqi people in a way that will get the most bang for the buck for the Iraqi people in this particular area.
General Petraeus has spent more than $24 million so far on projects and salaries, but he's also ahead of Baghdad in creating jobs. Two factories have reopened in the last month.
You know, if someone is working hard and tired, they're going to go home and go to bed. They're not going to go out and try to tangle with our soldiers.
But there are still large numbers of the unemployed. In Tel Afar, an agricultural center, farmers are buying animals for their fields. This is a poor town, and tribal chief Hashim Baram is worried because he says some out-of-work Iraqis are suddenly getting rich.
There are people that are getting money from somewhere and suddenly becoming rich, buying things, cars, houses, and trying to get land too.
Hashim Baram believes the money comes from outside Tel Afar. Lieutenant Colonel Daryl Reyes, an intelligence officer with the 101st Airborne, agrees.
We're seeing indications where the Ba'ath Party officials, senior members, are actually putting a bounty on the heads of U.S. Army officers and even Iraqi policemen.
At police headquarters in Mosul, Commander Hamid Mahmoud al-Barhawi rolls up his pants leg to show the fresh stitches that run up his leg. He was the target of an assassination attempt a month ago. Two of his bodyguards died. Eight other Iraqi police were injured.
Most of the ones that do the attacks are supporters of the old regime.
Al-Barhawi was a member of the old regime himself, the commander of the special forces in the Iraqi army. He never imagined he'd be a police chief. He was recruited in an innovative program to find jobs for ex-military set up by the American forces here.
When we worked with them, we found out that they're good to work with. And we are also proud of this friendship and for working with them.
Al-Barhawi is interrupted by American visitors, officers from the 101st Division who want to plan a memorial for his slain officers. He thanks them for their concern, and they sit patiently while he serves them tea. Deborah Amos, NPR News.